Mercury retrograde reading, spring reading for 2015. This season being the season of a kind of really interesting Mercury retrograde. First one in Gemini for a while, a fellow air sign of yours, and mulling over this planetary pattern for some time. I'm reminded of, for you, for Libra, the expression that comes out of a John Lennon and Yoko Ono song, which is that life is what happens while you're busy making other plans. And that a song, by the way, has an entirely Libra pedigree. According to Jonathan Kaner, that was Patrick Walker's line, said during dinner with John and Yoko to them, life is what happens while you're busy making other plans. And then John, a Libra, wrote it in a song for his son, Sean, also a Libra. So this is as Libra as it gets with those kind of props around it. And why I say this is because the Mercury retrograde takes place in the house in your chart associated with long-term plans, the ninth house. It's also associated with long-distance things like friendships and travel, journeys, publishing that reaches over long spaces of time and distance. And this retrograde is in there, kind of stirring the pot in this house where normally people would seek some sense of vision, a kind of stability, but it's the stability of the plans you want and your intentions for how you make them. And it looks as if that's not really going to be quite so easy, because Mercury is going to be there, Mars is going to be there, Mercury is going to be retrograde, and they're all going to kind of mix it up with Neptune in Pisces. So this may involve work plans of some kind, but the thing is that really the truth is that you're not the worker type. I would never describe you as a worker type. You can get the job done. That's different. You have this tie up the loose ends quality about you, but you must serve the cause of beauty, and you must serve the cause of justice and of truly of balance in the world. And with all this going on in your ninth house, you may be a little bit confused about certain things, like what you believe. What you may find is that you're questioning some of your most deeply held long-term beliefs about yourself, about life, about the cosmos, the ninth house type of a thing. And what I think is really going on here is that you have worked with two parallel belief structures, two parallel belief systems, you might say. You might think of one as the religious belief system, and one as the non-religious belief system. The one that is the thing that you inherited from people in the past, from your family, perhaps from your mother, maybe from your father, maybe both, maybe some grandparents. There's an ancestral quality that the ninth house has of beliefs that you have inherited. And then there is the non-religious belief system, the one that goes your own way, the one that is willing to contradict everything, and that you've been taught, that stands up for your more personal ethics. And then it is interesting that in certain times of your life, you can go from one to the other very quickly. You might view one as a refuge from another. It's as if you can be as be as non-religious, be as independent thinking as you want, and then when need be, you can quickly revert into a more religiously oriented belief system. And this may have metaphors for you. Maybe it may not literally be that you're, you know, a secular Jew part of the time, and then suddenly, you know, you find yourself going to synagogue. It may not be that, you know, you're not interested in what the Pope thinks, and then suddenly you take great comfort in going to church.